This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the Word of God. God has been so good to us, and we have been ascending in these Psalms of Ascent. And I pray that as we continue through these Psalms, people of God, we will just draw closer to the Lord. We will come into a deeper relationship with Him. We will see the need to reverence Him. We will see the need to just run to Him and cry to Him in our distresses. We will see the need to just surrender all to Him and walk by faith and not by sight. We will see the need to love Him more. Love Him with all our hearts, our soul, our mind, our strength. We will see the need to give Him all, people of God. He's calling us up higher. He's calling us up to that stature in Christ Jesus, that height in Him. People of God, we have to be so filled up with His Spirit, knowing that this journey, people of God, is not for the strong. It's for those who put their trust in God. If we think that we are spiritually strong and we can do it on our own, we are in trouble. But we have to come to understand that our strength is in the Lord. So we have to be so filled up with His Spirit. We have to be so filled up with Him on this journey that as we walk on this Christian pathway, that we will walk with courage. We will walk with confidence. We will walk by faith and not by sight. We will reach to that stature in Christ Jesus that we are to reach. We will walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We will redeem the time because the days are evil. We will be wise in everything that we do, understanding what the will of the Lord is. People of God, along this journey, we will continue to speak in our hearts, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. The Lord is calling us, people of God, to continue to walk with that peace in our hearts and peace in our souls, because as we continue to sing the songs of Zion, it brings peace to our souls. So we see as these pilgrims would go up to Jerusalem yearly to celebrate the feast, the different feasts, people of God, they would sing these songs and these journeys. And people of God, as they sing and go up to Jerusalem, they were singing and they were moving together in a community. It was a community of people that were going up. And so the Lord is calling us also to have community as the body of Christ. Make sure that we are a part of an assembly. Make sure we are a part of a congregation. Make sure we have people around us. We cannot isolate ourselves at this time, but we continue to encourage one another, to sharpen one another, to draw from each other as we continue on this pilgrim journey. So the Lord is calling us, people of God, up higher. And as we continue on this, in these Psalms of Ascent, we also will continue to ascend higher in Christ. We also will continue to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to start in Psalm 130 this week. Psalm 130. And Psalm 130 speaks of the waiting for the redemption of the Lord. So as the psalmist wrote at this time, they were waiting for the redemption of the Lord. And people of God, the redemption of the Lord is our Lord Jesus Christ. So they were looking for the hope of Israel. They were looking for the Messiah to come. And people of God, as they were looking for Him, they would sing songs from their hearts to the Lord. So we also, people of God, Jesus already came and He died for us on the cross. He rose again. He lives forevermore. And right now, people of God, we are looking for His second coming. For He said He's coming back for us. So we are to be looking for His coming. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and I'll come back and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. So we are to be waiting for the blessed hope of our Lord Jesus Christ returning for us. But in those times when the psalmist wrote this psalm, they were waiting to see the Messiah, the anointed one, the Holy One of Israel. They were looking for him. So when we look in this psalm, we will see and understand that longing, that waiting for the Messiah to come, that deep longing for the Lord Jesus Christ. So look at verse 1 of Psalm 130. It says, out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. So we see, people of God, the psalmist was saying, out of the depths of his soul, he has cried to the Lord. And people of God, we need to cry to the Lord out of the depths of our soul. So let us pray at this time. Father God, we just thank you again for who you are. Thank you for your word to us this evening. Thank you that you are calling us to that place, that height in you. And as we continue in these Psalms of Ascent, I pray that we will grow, O God Almighty, and get to that place in you where we are stable in you, where we become mature in you, Jesus. So as we cry out of the depths of our hearts to you, I pray in the name of Jesus that you, O God, will move mightily on our behalf, that you will bring us to that place, O God, in you, where we are established in you and settled in you. Father God, we just thank you right now for your word to us, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And as we continue on this pilgrim journey, mighty God, that we will not stumble, O God, but we will walk, O God, in the Spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. We thank you again for your word to us. And we thank you for the redemption, O God, that has come. We thank you, Jesus, that you are our Redeemer, our Savior, our King. And we look to you by faith, and we thank you for our evening, O God and mighty Lord, where your word will come forth in such a way that it will penetrate the hearts of your people, bringing change. Lord, we thank you again for who you are and what you are doing in our lives. Thank you for your grace, mercy, and peace as we look to you by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we see, people of God, as the psalmist was waiting for the redemption of the Lord, verse 1 tells us that out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Out of the depths of his soul, he has cried to the Lord. Look at verse 2. He said, Lord, hear my voice. He was pleading with the Lord. He said, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. He said, Lord, he was pleading with the Lord. Lord, hear my voice. So he was crying out from the very depths of his soul. People of God, we need to cry out again from the depths of our soul to the Lord. We need to travail again. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to pray and to cry out again to the Lord. He said, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. So he was approaching the Lord with such humility. He said, let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. And people of God, we have to come to that place of understanding that God is God. He is holy. Let us approach him in the right way. Let us approach him with humility, knowing that we are mere men. He alone is God. He said, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive. I'm begging you to incline your ears to me and hear me. Hear the voice of my supplication. Hear my petitions before you, Lord. There are so many needs, so many requests. So I pray that you will hear me and be attentive to my prayer. Act on my behalf, O God. So the psalmist was crying from the very depths of his soul. Look at verse 3 of Psalm 130. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? So the psalmist saw the state of his soul, and he knew, people of God, that if God should mark iniquity, if the Lord should keep record of all our wicked acts, no one would be alive today, people of God. No one would be able to stand. So he said, if you, Lord, should mark iniquity, O Lord, who could stand? He asked the question, who could stand? Who would be alive today? No one would be alive today, people of God. But look at verse 4. He said, but there is forgiveness with you. There is forgiveness with you, O God, that you may be feared. You are a God who forgives, that you may be revered, you may be reverenced. So the psalmist declares that our God is a God who forgives. He is a God who is ready and willing to forgive his people. And because of that, we should reverence him. We should reverence our God for who he is. He is a God who is ready and willing to forgive us. The psalmist said, if you should mark iniquity, if you should keep that record of our iniquity, none could stand. But the word of God reminds us that as far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed our transgression. So people of God, we have to run to him and to confess our sins. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the Lord is calling us, people of God, to run to him, to cry out to him from the depth of our souls, to tell him exactly what is going on in our lives. He already knows, but we want to be in a relationship with him. So if we sin, we should not stay away from him, but we should run to him, cry out to him, and he is a God who will forgive his people. So the psalmist understood who his Redeemer is. So he went to him with such confidence. He said, Lord, if you show iniquity, none could stand. I know that you are a God who does not keep record of our iniquity. But as far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgression. You are a God who forgives, for there is forgiveness with you, Lord, that you may be feared. People of God, we must understand that. So run to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. Run to the Lord and he will forgive you of all your sins. Look at Psalm. We're going to refer to Psalm 103:1-4. Psalm 103:1-4. The psalmist, this was the psalm of David. And he understands exactly who his God is as he penned this psalm. Look at Psalm 103:1-4. It said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. So he was telling his soul to bless the Lord. And we, people of God, has to speak to our soul, telling our souls to bless the Lord. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, everything in me, every fiber of my being should bless his holy name. He went on in verse 2 and said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Let us not forget the benefits of our salvation. People of God, there are benefits in our salvation package that we must not forget. So let us look at some of the benefits here. Look at verse 3. Who forgives all our iniquities? So God forgives all our iniquities, not some. He forgives all our iniquities. Who heals all our diseases? Our God heals our diseases. The word tells us that by his stripes we are healed. So we have to understand that our diseases were nailed to the cross. And they were buried, people of God. So we are called to walk in the new life. We are called to walk in good health and prosper in every area of our lives. So the word said, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. He bought us with his precious blood, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. He is the one who bought us with his own blood. We are not our own. We are bought with a price, and that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. We were condemned to die, but he took our place, people of God. He became our sin substitute. And people of God, as the psalmist wrote this psalm, Jesus did not yet come, but he was looking for the Messiah to come. He was looking for the Redeemer. He was looking for the Holy One of Israel to redeem God's people. So he penned these words before Christ came. And he speaks, who redeems your life from destruction. He redeems our lives from destruction, people of God. And those who have put their faith in Jesus, we are redeemed, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let us walk as the redeemed. Let us walk as one who has been bought with a price. Let us walk in honor to the great name of Jesus Christ. Let us honor his name with the life that we live. He is our Redeemer. He is the one who redeems our lives from destruction. The word of God tells us that he became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Look at who crowns you with loving kindness. So he redeems our life from destruction. But he didn't just leave us there. He crowns you with loving kindness. People of God, think of it. We can be kind, but not loving. We can give to others and appear to be kind, but there is no love in our heart. But he redeems us from destruction and crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. People of God, he crowns us with loving kindness. So he placed that loving kindness upon us, and he crowns us also with his tender mercies. So his mercy is just not giving mercy without it being tender, but his tender loving care is always upon his people. As he administers his mercies to us daily, it is with such tenderness and such love for his people. So we see the love of Christ demonstrated here. People of God, even so many years this psalm was penned before Christ came, but the psalmist had a foreknowledge of who his Redeemer is. And as Israel was waiting for the Redeemer, they were waiting for the hope of Israel. And the psalmist put this psalm on paper. It is showing that he had that foreknowledge of who Christ is. So we see, people of God, as we look in the psalm of ascent, the Lord is calling us up higher. The Lord is calling us to that place of complete trust. The Lord is calling us to that place of walking in confidence in who he is and what he has done for us. Look at verse 5 of Psalm 130. The word said, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. Look at it, people of God. The psalmist said, I wait for the Lord. I live with that expectation. I live with that hope to see the Lord. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word do I hope. So the psalmist was saying that he lives with expectation, because he trusts in the word of the Lord. People of God, the Lord is calling us to trust his word. His word says it. Let us believe it. His word says so. So I'm going to trust his word. I'm going to settle in his word. His word says so. So the psalmist was saying, my soul waits. My soul is expecting. My soul is anticipating the coming, The Lord will come and will move on my behalf. So I wait for the Lord. I stay in close fellowship. And people of God, the Lord is calling us. That as we wait on him, we have to stay in close communion with him. We have to be intertwined in him. And that is when the waiting, oh people of God, will not be burdensome. Many of us say we are waiting, but we are burdened down. But the psalmist said, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. So let us continue to hope in the word of the Lord. Let us continue to rest in his promises. Let us continue to know that whatever he says he will do, he will do. He is not like man who is slack concerning their promises. He is God. He's not slack concerning his promises. Whatever he promises, he will bring it forth. So the psalmist said, he trusts in the word of God. Let us be confident in the word of God. Let us come to know the word of God. Let us know that he says it, he will do it. So let us come to that place, people of God, of living each day with expectation, living each day knowing that the Lord God promises and he is coming forth. I can't see it right now, but I know it. We are called to live by faith, people of God, and not by sight. We have been living by sight so much that many of us started doubting God. But God is saying to us, trust my word. My word is truth. My word cannot change. Trust my word. So the psalmist said, I wait for the Lord. People of God, let us wait. My soul waits. The soul is in a place of resting. The soul is in a place of anticipation of the move of God. So we also must wait upon him. Wait on the Lord, the psalmist said, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So we have to come to that place of understanding what the wait looks like. The wait doesn't mean that you sit and don't do anything. You continue to do the work of the Lord. You continue to pray. You continue to watch. You continue to do what you are called to do in the kingdom. You continue to worship. So you are in a place of fellowship, sweet fellowship in the Lord. You are in a place where you are so much in communion with God that the waiting seems easy. And that's where the Lord wants us to reach, people of God, to that place of maturity in him, where as we wait on him, we wait with such joy, we wait with such peace, we wait with anticipation, knowing that he is coming through for us. So this psalmist said his hope was in the word of God. So we must go into the word of God, study the word of God, believe the word of God, hope in the word of God, for the word of God is truth. So we have to come to that place, people of God, where we rest in who God is. We rest in his word to us. We know that his word is truth, and we can stand confidently on God's word. The word tells us that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord stands forever. Do we believe that today, children of God, that the word of God stands forever? The psalmist believes, so he said, my hope is in the word of God. So our hope should be in the word of God. The Lord says so, it is so. It must come to pass, people of God. We have to trust God's word. We have to come to that place again of allowing the word of God to be that lamp to our feet and that light to our pathway. We want people of God to go forth with confidence daily, knowing that God's word is true and we are hoping in God's word. Our expectation comes from the word of God. Look at verse 6 of Psalm 130. It says, my soul waits for the Lord. more than those who watch for the morning. And he repeats, yes, more than those who watch for the morning. So the psalmist continues to say that his soul anticipates the coming of the Lord, or the Lord acting on his behalf, more than the watchmen who are looking for the break of day. And he emphasized, he repeated it again. Look, take note of this. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning, more than the watchman who is waiting for the break of day. And people of God, if we can understand, those that are placed as watchmen in certain places, they are always looking for daybreak. Who wants to stay and watch all night? But he's always looking for daybreak. So the psalmist was saying, my soul waits. My soul is looking. My soul is anticipating the Lord coming and acting on my behalf. So we as children of God must also go forth with such anticipation in our hearts that the Lord is coming through for us. Many of us have been waiting for a long time. We have been petitioning the Lord for so many things. But the Lord is saying, I am coming. Hold on, my children. Hold on. I am coming. So we have to stay in him. Stay so much intertwined in him. Stay in fellowship with him. So that the burden, the weight will not be burdensome to us. And many of us are waiting, but we are burdened during the wait. The Lord does not want us to be burdened down in our wait, but he wants us to wait in him, to wait in fellowship with him, to continue to worship, to continue to do the work of the Lord, to continue to watch and pray, and to find that joy even in the midst of waiting. So we have to come to that place of waiting in hope, waiting with expectation, waiting and trusting in the word of the Lord. So the word of God tells us that as the watchman wait for the morning, the psalmist is saying, so I wait, I anticipate the move of the Lord in my life. I anticipate the Lord coming through for me as I call upon him. So people of God, we just want to continue to look to the Lord, and we just want to know that he hears the cry of his children and he acts on the behalf of his people. Let us continue to hope in his word and to rest in him. We'll stop here for this evening, and we'll continue next week in the Psalms of Ascent. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you that you are God who hears the cry of your people, and that you are God who we know of a surety that will always come through for us. So as we come this evening in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and praise for who you are, O God, and for what you have done, O God, on behalf of your people. So we thank you for your many blessings, O God, in our lives. And we thank you, O God Almighty, that our soul, O God, can bless you because of all your wonderful works towards us. So we praise you, we honor, and we give you glory as we look to you by faith and say thanks. And we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen. Amen. God bless you all this evening. Thank you all for listening, and I pray that your hearts have been blessed. And I pray for those who have not yet known Christ, that you will come to know him as Lord and Savior. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And may God's blessings continue to flow to you and to your loved ones. God bless you all. Shalom. Shalom. God's peace and wholeness upon his people. Blessings. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us on 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.